The Mishnah says in Zvachim Daf Beis Manal, of course, Zvachim Shnizul Shloish Man Shem Elashol Olu Bayim Lashem Chayva Chutz Man Pesach VeAchatas. So basically, every karmen that you bring, you have to bring it Lashma. If you bring a Shloish Man, it's kosher, but it's not Olu Bayim Lashem Chayva. So the Mishnah discusses the din of bringing a karmen Shloish Lashma. Shaila is, what's the din if you brought a karmen Stam? You didn't think Lashma, you didn't think Shloish Lashma, you just didn't think anything. Would that be kosher or not? That is something the Mishnah doesn't talk about. But the Gemara Beis says that halacha is that stama is kasher when it comes to karbanis. We say stama l'shma kai, stama is l'shma, and therefore it's kasher. If you're not mechashev anything, it's only a problem of the olam bam shem chayv if you think shalei l'shma. And the Gemara says, how do we know this? Menalam that stama l'shma is kasher, and it goes through a different mishnayos, tries to bring raya's in different places to prove the din that stama l'shma is kasher. And the chayim are bothered with the kasha that l'char, it's mefurish in the mishnah over here that stama l'shma is kasher. Why does Gemara not bring a raya from our mishnah? The mishnah says towards the end of the mishnah, Shimon Achi Azari Omer, Shachtan L'Shem Gavayim, and K'shem L'Shem Namach Meim Psulim. That when you shach Shaloi L'Shma, this we say that it's not kasha, that's only if you shacht for a lower level of Kedusha. But if you shacht for a high level of Kedusha, then it would be kasha. Ketzer, 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 Shachtan L'Shem, Ketzer, Kalim, Psulim. Then it's possible. Ketzer, Kalim, Shachtan L'Shem, Ketzer, Ketzer, is kasha. So even when you think Shaloi L'Shma, it's only a problem if you think for a carbon which is lower. But if you think for a carbon which is higher, that's not a problem. That would be kasha, even though it's Shaloi L'Shma. So l'chari, the Acharim say, you see from here that stam l'shma is kasher, because if stam l'shma is pasul, then how could you say that when you think shalei l'shma for a higher level kedusha, that it's kasher? It's like gara than stama, right? Meaning you for sure thought for something else, you didn't think for this carbon, and it can't be better off than not thinking anything at all. So if stam would be pasul, then this for sure would be pasul. And the fact that we're machsher when you think for a shem gavaya for a high level carbon, that should be a raya that stam l'shma is kasher. Why does Gemara not bring a raya from here that stam l'shma is kasher? So the Brisker Rav has a gvaldik yasayid over here to answer this kasher and many other kashers, something that really is mayor of the whole mesachta, to yasayid and throughout the whole mesachta. I just want to say over Bekitzer, the Iker Mavart that he says to answer this kasher, but it will be negated to many other Gemara's as well. This was a yasayid that made a big rash at the time when he was mechanashed in Europe before the war, and something that was in the Skabel and the Eilam Atayra, but it was a Gvalik Achidish. It's brought down in the Sefer Yishim Meshitas from Zevin, that when people in Bacham would go speak and learning with Chaim Eiser, they would say to him they want to speak and learning, and he would say about what Sugi, and they would say they want to speak about Kachim. And Chaim Eiser's reaction was, again, you're going to tell me a Chidish about Lashma and Shalai Lashma, that it became so miskabel, this Chidish, that's what everyone was speaking about, all the Bachim who were learning Kachim, that was the curate at the time. So Kapan and Bekitza, what the Biskarab says, is like this. That he says that this din, when we say stama l'shma is kasher, it's not the pshat that it's we assume that your stam machshava was l'shma, and therefore even though it's min hastam we're machsher, it's not a din in the machshava, but he says it's a din in the chalais of the carbon, that when you're makdish a carbon, the hektish is chal in the carbon in such a way that it's nikva, that it's l'shma, it's oimid l'shma, and even if you think shalai l'shma, even if you think stam, it's kasher, because it doesn't make a difference what you think, the carbon itself is hektish in a way where it's oimid l'shma, it's aimed for what it should be, and therefore it's kasher even though it's stama. So that's the pshat in the din of stama l'shma. So Imkeni says, what's the pshat if you think shalei l'shma, it's no good? L'chai, if the carbon is hukfa and it's hukdash to be l'shma, then even if you think shalei l'shma should be kasher, because you can't change the metzias of the carbon, what it was hukdash for. And he says, anachinami, the din of shalei l'shma is possible. When you think shalei l'shma, it's not possible because you're missing the l'shma. You're not missing the l'shma. L'shma is always there. You can't change that. But it's a machshava paiselis. It's a machshava that actively, positively passes the carbon. It's like the machshava is pigle. When you're thinking such a machshava shalei l'shma, there's a new chalais on the carbon. It's a new machshava paiselis, but not because you're missing the l'shma. And he says it comes out that there's really two dinim. When you think shalei l'shma, two things happen. Number one, you're missing a positive machshava l'shma when you think shalei l'shma, but there's also a machshava paiselis when you actively passel the carbon when you think shalei l'shma. And he says there's enough kamina between these two halachas because the din that you're missing a machshava, the proper machshava, that might be a psul, but that's only a psul in that avaida. But the carbon itself is not nifsal, and you could do the avaida again, you could continue doing the other avaidas, so you're just missing something that doesn't passel the carbon. But the positive psul of machshava paselis, that's something that would passel the carbon bichlal, and that would passel everything, all the avaidas, not just that avaida that you're doing. That's the basic avaida that he wants to say. So he mainly wants to say that when we say that Shimon Achi Azariah says, "Fishecht Hashem Gavayir," it's kasher. There's no raya from there that stama is l'shma is kasher. Really, you could say stama is pasul. And Afal Pichen, he's saying that l'shem Gavayir is kasher because stama would be pasul, but that doesn't mean that the carbon is pasul. That just means that you're missing the machshav l'shma. If the din would have been the stama l'shma is possible, that means you're missing the Lashma, and you could do it over again and you could fix that. That wouldn't be a problem. That's not what he's discussing. He's not discussing that din of missing the Machshava Lashma. He's discussing the psul, the chalais psul, the Machshava Paselis of Shalai Lashma. That's what he's discussing. And in that din, he's saying that the din is that if you shech l'shem gavai would be kasher, shem namach is pasul, and that din of pasul in the carbon won't happen when you shech l'shem gavai in my hand. That's the only chiddush he's talking about. Lagabi l'shem l'shma, could be l'shem l'shma is missing, and the taka would be a problem, but that's not a psul in the whole carbon, which he's discussing. That's just psul in l'avadi, which you could do over, and therefore there's no raya from the Mishnah that the din of l'shem l'shma is kasher. Maybe it's taka pasul, and therefore the Gemara has to bring other rayas to prove that l'shem l'shma is kasher.